everyone. This is Alyssa Amoroso, and you may know me as Publicity on Instagram, but now I'm putting my phone down to chat with everyone from reality stars to fashion influencers to leading industry execs. We're going to be dishing on the things you don't see on social media. So turn your volume up because things are about to get juicy. This is the Publicity Podcast. Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. Okay, I'm sorry. I will never do that again. That was bad. I'm just, you know, I've been watching Dancing with the Stars. I just filmed a TikTok about Dancing with the Stars, about Gleb, how I think he's just like so fucking hot, and how I think it's such a missed opportunity that he is in a relationship and married, because we need a hottie like that to stir up the drama. His partner's Chrishell from Selling Sunset. She's single. Like, how much would you love to see rumors that they're dating? Okay. Hi, guys. Sorry, I really just hopped right into it, but I'm back. I took a little bit off. I keep doing this, and I'm sorry, because I know consistency is key and all of that, but I've just been a shit show with the pod. I'm not going to lie. I don't know. I'll get like super motivated and then not motivated at all. And then super motivated and then not motivated at all. It's just like a really bad habit that I've been in, but I need to turn it around because I fucking love my podcast. It's like actually my favorite thing ever. Oh my God, I'm dying. I think this is my first time podcasting with my invisible aligners in and I'm choking because I'm literally swallowing my spit. So if I have a lisp, new lisp, who lisp, that is my new motto. This podcast is just a solo pod because why the hell not? I have been, you know, doing the podcast for so long now. I always try to have guests on. I definitely do want to continue to have guests on. That's something that I'm obviously super interested on like an ongoing basis, and I love doing like reality TV star interviews and all of that fun stuff. But I also thought that today it could just be you and I. We could talk about what I've been up to and discuss some celeb tea. So if you guys have been following my YouTube, you know I am moving. I got an application in for an apartment and I got approved yesterday, staying in the same area in Lower Manhattan. But I'm also simultaneously trying to get an apartment partnership with this building. Okay, I'm going to tell you guys because you're my best friends, but it's the same building that Tyler Cameron and Matt James live in. I kid you not. So if I get the apartment partnership, you best believe I'm stalking them. You best believe I'm trying to get them on the podcast. And it's going to be amazing. So I hope that comes through. I'm waiting to hear from them today. So hopefully I hear from them today. If I do get that partnership with them, I will be moving into that building. This is the thing, guys. And again, between us, I'm still paying rent. Like, I'm not getting a free apartment. I mean, a girl could dream. But the thing is that their apartments are so expensive and so beautiful and high end that even if they gave me 50% off, it's like still more than I should be spending. So it's more so just like getting me in a nice space and showing all you lovely people the amenities and how amazing. So I don't know. I'm hoping that works out. If it doesn't, I do have this other apartment that I got approved for that I'm really excited about as well. So either way, things are moving and grooving. I was at a wedding in Rhode Island this past weekend for my best friend from college. I like love my college friends. Like, I just think that they are the best people, and they are like my true sisters, and I only get to see them like every few months, but when I do, I'm just like filled with so much love, and I don't know, it's just a different bond. I just don't know what it is. Maybe because we really lived together for like 3 years, and I just feel so close to them. So it was really nice. It was my first time being around a lot of people in like 7 months, so I don't have corona as of yet. I am knocking on wood, but I don't know. It was a little scary, but I'm also going to a wedding in Charleston in 2 weeks. So it's, you know, I'm just I'm exposing myself at this point, trying to be safe, obviously. I'm going to get tested in New York today or tomorrow just because I want to get tested before I do go to Charleston. I don't want to carry anything over there. So I am just waiting and seeing, and I'll figure it out. But let's see. Oh, I have a funny story from the wedding that I jotted down here to tell you guys. So we're at the wedding. All my friends from college have husbands or fiancés. There's five of us. One was getting married. Two are already married. And then the fourth one has a fiancé. So I'm single, always go without a date. But like, I feel 0% weird. They always include me. It's like not a problem at all. I've known their husbands and fiancés for so long that I just feel so comfortable around them. So anyway, like, we're all always attached to the hip, at the hip. And the whole wedding, we're all side by side. And I just like went to the bathroom. And then when I came out of the bathroom, I went to the bar. And since it was a socially distanced wedding, you weren't supposed to be going to the bar. They had servers that were bringing you drinks. But I feel like at this point of the wedding, they were starting to be a little bit more lenient. So I was at the bar and I was talking to the bride's two cousins and this guy who is a musician that actually wound up singing a few songs at the wedding, and it was really fun. And I'm talking to him, and then I'm like talking to this other girl, Claudette. Shout out Claudette if you're listening to this. I like made best friends with this girl at the bar, so I'm talking to her and we're just chatting and yada yada yada. My friends come running up to me and they're like, Alyssa, where have you been? And I was like, what do you mean? Like, chill out. Like, I took a tequila shot. They're like, we've been looking for you. Because keep in mind, no one's supposed to be at the bar. So they didn't see me in the venue, which was in a different room. So they like spread this rumor that I was missing. So I'm like, guys, I'm fine. Like, it's not a big deal. I'm like talking to someone else a little bit later. She comes up to me. She goes, how are you feeling? I'm like, good. Why? She's like, your friends told me like you were in the bathroom. Like, are you okay? They were really worried how long you were in there for. I'm like, what? No, I was at the bar. 10 minutes later, someone else comes up to me. Hey, how's your stomach feeling? I'm like, my stomach? Good. I just took a tequila shot. Like, what is everyone talking about? Apparently my friends, like in their drunk state, thought I was in the bathroom for an hour. So then this rumor went around the wedding that I was in the bathroom for an hour. I'm like, you guys, now everyone thinks I have like raging diarrhea when I'm literally just talking to her cousin and this musician. So funny. Okay. And then it gets worse. So the musician that I was talking to, he's just like really talented. He's a singer in Nashville and he's really trying to make it. And like in my drunk head, you know, obviously I was like such a hype man and thinking like, I'm going to help him make it somehow, even though I have literally nothing to do with country music or the country music scene. But I'm talking to him and I'm like, what's your Instagram? We got to blow up your social media. Like, you're going to make it. That's that. 2 days later, the wedding was Friday. On Sunday, I get a DM from him saying, haha, thank you so much. And I'm like, thank you for what? I open it. Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. I DM'd him at 11:45 p.m. saying, you're going to make it. Just that. He responded 2 days later and I was like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed because not only did I DM you saying you're going to make it, I was standing across from him. I just like hate tequila, like pits, like the pit that you get in your stomach the day after you drink an entire gallon of tequila. So that was the wedding. Let's talk a little bit of celeb tea, guys. There's not that much going on. I feel like the Emmys happened. I'm going to be honest. I didn't watch it. Like, I don't like award shows. I just like the fashion because that's all I really care to see. Like, who or what, who's dating who on the red carpet. I just don't care. I heard that Schitt's Creek won, like, every single award. And if I'm being honest, I don't think Schitt's Creek is that funny. And I said this on Instagram and everyone was like so pissed at me and it really caused an uproar. But I don't think it's not funny. It's just not like the best show I've ever seen. But a lot of people are telling me that I need to watch all of the seasons and not just like a few episodes and I would think it was more funny. So maybe I'll do that. But yeah, I don't love it. Like I said, I have been watching Dancing with the Stars and I'm into it. I feel like people that have never in their life watched Dancing with the Stars are now watching it because it's like Corona times and there's nothing that great on TV. And they also revamped this entire season to just like have such better celebs on. And like Tyra Banks is the host and everyone's talking about how much she sucks. I honestly feel kind of bad for her because it's like not easy to do live TV and there's not even an audience to feed off of. So I'm hoping that she's better this time around. She was probably nervous. And as someone who has dabbled a little bit in on-air hosting, it's really not easy. Like, it's just not to think on your feet like that, to be aware of so many things. So I'm cutting her some slack. I'm hoping that things look up from here. But other than that, like, I am rooting for Caitlin Bristow. I think she will do well. Who else is on the season? Chrishell was like so awkward and I feel bad for her that her scores were so low because it's honestly like kind of embarrassing. I hope that she loosens up a little bit. Guy from the Backstreet Boys will obviously kill it. And yeah, we'll see how that pans out. I've been obsessively watching Love Island USA and I'm just so happy because it's so much better than last season. Like the last season of USA was really, really bad. And I was pissed because Love Island UK is my favorite reality show of all time. And I'm happy that this year is much better. Selly is a absolute queen. I love everything about her. Johnny could kick rocks. Mackenzie deserves some justice because people are judging her by the way that she looks, which she said was her biggest insecurity going into this whole thing. And literally, that's exactly what's happening. I think that she has a good head on her shoulders. I really liked Moira in the beginning, but she's turning out to be kind of a bit of an airhead, but I don't know. She still seems like a sweet human. Justine and Caleb are everything of the sort. I am obsessed with them. I really love them. So hoping that they win. If you have no idea what the hell I'm talking about, I really, 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 really recommend that you go watch Love Island. If you are watching the US version, start with season 2. It is the best season to start with. Number 1 was garbage. And if you like Bachelor in Paradise, I always say this, it's Bachelor in Paradise on steroids, like 10 times better. If you are watching the UK, I would start with season 5 because I am obsessed with Molly May. She is an influencer and she fucking is everything. I love her so much and I love Tommy and I love Moira. I mean, not Moira, Mora. Oh my God, these people all have the same names. A lot of people say to start with UK season 3. I personally wouldn't. I would start with 5, then watch 3, then 2, then 6, then 4, then 1. Okay, sorry, I've seen too many. And then if you're watching Love Island Australia, I personally liked season 2 better than season 1, but I've heard the opposite from people, so maybe my opinion is shit, but I consider myself a reality TV connoisseur, so I would take my opinion if I were you. I also started Married at First Sight. I know that the shows that I watch like aren't sexy and aren't like what's cool. Most people watch, you know, like Breaking Bad and I don't know, Dancing with the Stars and American Idol, and I watch like Married at First Sight and Love Island and Big Brother, and that's the best kind of show. Again, I know what I'm talking about. So if you want good TV, just follow my lead. If you like 90 Day Fiance, you will fucking love Married at First Sight. It's so wild. These people get matched up by experts, and the first time they ever meet is at the altar. They say, I do. Then they go straight to a honeymoon and then straight to living together. So it's basically two strangers being thrust into this legitimate marriage, trying to figure out if after the 90 days, if they're going to stay together or get a divorce. It's so good. So good. So I started that, the newest season, and so far I'm really liking it. I really like Woody and something with an A is her name. I forget, but they're literally everything. If I say everything and literally one more time, could someone please come like punch me in the face? It's kind of hard to solo podcast because you just talk a lot and you say the same shit, and I have this invisible aligner in, and honestly, I sound like I have a lisp, so I'm just rolling with it. And lastly, one of the other shows that I watch that is probably unpopular is Double Shot at Love with Pauly D and Vinny. And I have some thoughts. I mean, you guys know I used to intern for Pauly D's publicist, so I've always really liked him. I've always thought he was a really nice, genuine, good guy. And it looks like he's found love on the show. And I honestly have never seen this side of Pauly on reality TV. He's being like mushy and gushy and all loved up with Nikki. And I am here for it. I think it's so sweet to see him actually have feelings for someone. Vinny, on the other hand, honestly pisses me off. I just feel like he's kind of like a wet blanket and he doesn't really bring much to the table. I also feel like Pauly and Vinny are so old now that, not so old, but so old compared to the other people on the show, that they almost look like they're the dads, like babysitting the kids. So it's a little awkward. And I do wish that Vinny would give Maria a real chance, but I have a feeling that goes absolutely nowhere after the show. Big Brother All-Stars is still taking place, and I, in the beginning of the season, was so excited. I was watching the live feeds. If you don't know what the live feeds are, basically you could pay CBS for an all-access pass, which means that you could watch the show 24 hours a day. They film them all day long. It's like as if the Bachelor Mansion had cameras and you could just log in whenever you wanted to see what they were doing. It's so insane. And in the beginning, I was like following the live feeds and reading the Twitter updates and so invested. And now I am completely checked out of the season. I'm so annoyed. First of all, there's such a big issue going on in the country with race, and you think that the people going into the house would realize that going into the show, the white people specifically. I think the people of color have really taken on the responsibility of like trying to be educators, but the white people, it's like as if they learned nothing. The second they got into the house, they formed an all-white alliance, leaving all of the people of color on the outs, and then they are picking them off one by one. And I'm honestly fucking livid. I wanted Bailey to do well. I really, really liked her this season. I wanted to see Davon win. I am obsessed with Davon. She's one of my favorite reality TV personalities, and it looks like she's going out this week. And Kevin's been a target. David's been a target. Kayser was obviously voted out. And then Ian, who has said that he is autistic. So the only people that they've gone after so far are either people of color or people with disabilities. And I just like am really disgusted, and I don't understand how none of them have like a better head on their shoulders to realize like what they're doing. So I've honestly kind of checked out. I will continue to watch the live episodes, but other than that, I'm really not following along with the live feeds at all. Out of the people that are left, I would like to see Enzo, Danny, or Enzo, Danny, or Tyler win. But that's that on that. Let's talk about TikTok for a little bit. I have been obsessed with TikTok. I've been doing New York City centric TikToks. Is that the word? And they're doing really well. I've had a few videos go viral, and I'm feeling like I finally hit my stride. I have, believe it or not, more followers on TikTok than I do on Instagram, which is just so insane. And I feel as though it is my new platform of choice. The people are more engaging. I get more likes. I get more views. I can reach more people. I'm just really, really loving it. Okay, guys, I'm going to wrap this up because it's been 18 minutes of me talking and I have dry mouth and I feel like I'm rambling a lot. But thank you so much for tuning in. I will be dropping a YouTube video at the end of this weekend. It will be a drunk Q&A. So if you listen to this before then, definitely submit questions and I will do my best to answer them. If you are not a part of my Facebook group already, please do join it. I am trying to grow it. We have about 300 people. I want to get thousands of you in it. So I want it to be a place where we could talk about celeb tea, but also talk about life. So if you do ask to join it, be sure to engage and be proactive because I want some conversation to be drummed up. It is called Publicity's Tea Tribe, and I link it a lot on my Instagram. I also have a highlight. It's called a Facebook group. So if you can't find it, just go look at my Instagram, which is Publicity, as you guys know. I will stop plugging my shit right after I tell you to go buy my merch, shoppublicity.com. Love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. I will have a guest back on soon.